Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by me, Pastor Mike Stallings. The scripture is Genesis, chapters 37 and 38. I'm pretty sure that every family has a branch somewhere in the family tree that is, well, a little different. You know the one, the cousin, uncle, or maybe even parent that crossed the boundaries of acceptable societal behavior and became the subject of family stories. In my case, the black sheep of the family was on my mother's side of the family tree. My mother's people were mostly farmers in Middle Tennessee during the Great Depression. However, there was one of her uncles who must have been disappointed in the profitability of his corn crop and decided it would be better to help people, as the song Rocky Top says, get their corn from a jar. He was part of a group of local entrepreneurs that had a little moonshine still back in the woods. I have no idea how profitable their business was, but I know that local law enforcement ended the business fairly quickly. This is the only member of my family that I know about who spent a few years in a federal penitentiary. In today's scripture passage, we're told a story about a time when one of Jacob's sons acted in a way that probably made him the subject of many family stories. Judah has a business transaction with a well-disguised prostitute that turns out to be, well, let me back up a little bit in the story. To understand today's story, we must understand a couple of things. First, in the days of Genesis, the primary function of women was to get pregnant and bear sons to continue the family legacy and heritage. Second, we need to understand the concept of levirate marriage. It was the ancient custom that if a man died before having a son, it was the family duty of the next brother to make the widow pregnant. Any male children that were born as a result would be considered the offspring of the man who had died. Likewise, if the next brother died, it was the responsibility of the next in line brother to try again to have a male child attributed to the original husband. It was complicated, but important to the culture at the time. This is exactly what happened in Judah's family. Judah's son, married Tamar. But the scripture says that God thought was a bad guy, so God put him to death. Enter Onan, the next brother in line. He slept with Tamar, and I don't want to be graphic here, so let's just say things weren't exactly completed in a way that would lead to a pregnancy. I'm more modest than scripture, so you can read the details for yourself. God, once more disappointed in the situation, causes Onan to die as well. Judah, understandably a little freaked out about the loss of his sons, withholds his third son from Tamar, presumably as insurance for the family lineage. As if this story wasn't weird enough, the recently widowed Judah, after a long day of sheep shearing, sees a heavily veiled but lovely prostitute and takes advantage. However, he's a little short on cash, so he leaves some personal items as an IOU. A few months later, Tamar is brought before Judah by some locals and accused of prostitution since she is obviously pregnant without being married. In a shocking twist, she pulls out the items that Judah left as an IOU and reminds him that not only was he guilty of hiring a prostitute and unknowingly sleeping with his son's wife, but he failed in his family duty by withholding his last son. The daughter-in-law was more in line with customary law than Judah was. He admits his guilt, and the twin boys that were born are now part of his family. To Hebrews hearing this story, it was probably good for a few knowing chuckles and an echo of some themes that run through the entire Genesis story. Twins that fight with each other, family trickery and deception, and some very questionable sexual ethics. However, for Christians, there is one more twist to the story. One of the twins that resulted from this unusual union was Perez. Perez was the ancestor of a man named Boaz, who was the ancestor of King David, who was the ancestor of a man named Jesus, who was the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise to Judah's great-grandfather, Abraham. So this little black sheep of the family story in Genesis turns out to be quite important. It's just one more example that God can redeem anything and create something glorious. It's something to remember when we may be embarrassed by events in our own family, either our real family or our faith family. It's something to remember when we find ourselves guilty or regretful of mistakes that we've made. God can make something beautiful out of our worst days and most embarrassing moments. Our mistakes and even our regrets don't necessarily make us failures or worthless. It may seem so at the time, but there is hope that in God's own time, the black sheep can be used for incredible good. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for this story that shows us once again of your faithfulness to redeem anything and everything for your purposes and for the glory of your kingdom. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.